Good morning. We're continuing Chayotim Klach of Dalet, and we're starting Siman Lamed Aleph. Siman Lamed Aleph is the last Siman in the Klal, and is actually long Siman. And he introduces to us different options of Tefillah when the person is not able to daven Shemoneh Esrei in the appropriate way. Do we have other options of Tefillah? So specifically, the Gemara talks about the idea that there was something known as, we're going to have three different options that we're going to be discussing over here. One of them is known as Tefillah Ketzara. The Gemara says a person is a Makom Gedulei Chayus, he's in a dangerous place, so he cannot stop the daven Shemoneh Esrei, it's not safe. So he says a very brief Tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's Mekayem Mitzvah Tefillah D'Oraisa, and he continues on, and when he gets to a safe place, he has to daven Shemoneh Esrei. That's one. Then it says in case a person is not able to maintain his focus for the Olah Shemoneh Esrei, we give him an option, Machlokes Tanoim, what we do. Do we make a shortened version of Tefillah? So there's Machlokes Tanoim, what we do, and there's Machlokes Amroim in that Machlokes Tanoim. Basically, it comes out there are two options. One is to say the first three brachas and the last three brachas and make one long bakasha of the various different elements that we say in a regular Shemoneh Esrei and one long bracha in the middle. So we have seven brachas. Or alternatively, if you have more time and you have more focus, we can say each bracha, but just reduce the bracha to its primary components. Even though the brachas have many other parts to it, but there are the primary components of the bracha, so we can shorten the versions of the brachas and accomplish that. Parenthetically, I do want to point out that the tour quotes from the Chassidei Ashkenaz, the early Gedolim and Ashkenaz were known as the Chassidei Ashkenaz. Nothing to do with the Chassidim. This is about 600-700 years before the Chassidim actually, 600 years before the Chassidim actually ever quote unquote existed. But these were very extremely big tzaddikim, very makbid and different things, and they were very aware of the concepts of Kabbalah, and they counted up the words of Shemoneh Esrei, the words of each bracha, and even sometimes the letters of the bracha, and how the bracha letters of the bracha start with. And they said there was tremendous hints of different Kabbalistic concepts in the words of the brachas, and therefore each bracha has a specific amount of words that has to be said, and we should not in any way change that. So if it's not necessary to shorten, we do not have a right to shorten. But in scenarios where it's necessary to shorten, we have ability to shorten. So the Chayotim is going to actually go through both of these options and describe exactly, he's going to give us the actual language that we should say. The language of the seven bracha version is actually found in the Torah. The language of the Chayyim is almost exactly the way it is in the Torah, maybe slightly different. The second language of the idea of the shortened brachas, the Chayyim will go through all of the brachas and give us the shortened version, all of the 13 middle brachas. The first three and the last three are said normally, and the middle 13 brachas, each one is said in a shortened version. It's interesting that Mishnah Berurah mentions this idea, and he tells us to look at the Chayotim to see the Nusach, because there actually is no other place where the Nusach is given other than the Chayotim. It's not found in the Rishonim, it's not found in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not found in the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah says the place where you're going to find it is in the Sefer Chayotim. So the Chayotim did us this service by telling us the Nusach what to say. Okay, so let's start over here. B'shas Adchak, a person's traveling in a place where he's concerned that to daven a full length Shemoneh Esrei, he's going to be interrupted in an unsafe way, or he's in a situation where it's very close to the end of Tefillah, the time of Tefillah, or a person is not well and it's difficult for him to daven a full Shemoneh Esrei. So mispalo gimel rishonis. So the person says the first three, and then he says, he says what's referred to as me'ein, the same way we have the four brachas of benching, and we have something which is known as me'ein gimel. The three brachas of benching are deraisa, one is derabanan. So before they added the bracha derabanan, there was three brachas, and there was something known as me'ein gimel. Alamichya is a condensed version of the abridged version of the nusach of benching. So there's a me'ein of that in Shemoneh Esrei as well. It's called me'ein yudches. Now actually it's not actually me'ein of yudches, me'ein of the 18, because the first three and the last three you say the full language of the brachas. It's me'ein of the middle brachas, so the middle 12, and now we have 13 brachas in the middle 12, 13 brachas. And he's going to give us the actual language that you say, and it'll point out at the end that you say the three achronis. Okay, so we will read through the nusach of the actual language in the next shir. Have a good day.